Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Man, the hard-hitting news just keeps rolling. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This is indeed the broadcast for January the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, the news just keeps a rolling. It's just startling to watch the speed of what is happening in America today. The CDC already canceled a major climate change conference. The CDC also stepped away from other issues like gun control. Abortion and HIV research, the topics are too hot with a Donald at the helm. Ajit Pai becomes FCC chairman, and that could spell disaster for government control of the internet. He hates net neutrality, and boy, so do I. It's a lie. Sean Spicer busted out with his first press briefing, and they compared it to Robert Gibbs's briefing for Barack Hussein. Spicer took questions from over double the amount of reporters, had the conference 30 minutes longer. Spicer received questions and gave answers at a rapid-fire rate. That's unlike Gibbs' first briefing. Spicer's briefing was also different in that he broke the long-standing tradition of giving the AP the first crack at every press conference for questions. That was rejected soundly. Believe it or not, Univision and Christian groups were given some of the first points or opportunities. Sean even includes reporters from outside the Beltway via Skype, unprecedented. And by the way, Barack Hussein, in the very last couple of hours while Donald was getting sworn in, gave away $200 million to the Palestinians. President Trump signed three executive orders withdrawing U.S. support for the Pacific Partnership or the Pacific Trade Deal, imposing a hiring freeze on civilian government jobs because Barack was just putting in as many people as he could before he left. And the third thing, restoring the Mexico City policy, rejecting abortion funding around the world by the United States. Not to mention his executive order on Friday, rejecting Obamacare and setting the stage for the elimination completely of that. Trump's first week executive actions symbolize an incredible U-turn from Barack's policies. Trump said that he plans to cut taxes massively for corporations and the middle class and pare back regulations on businesses 75% or more. President Trump has already set his sights on renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Trump tells CEOs there's a major border tax on the way. They call that a tariff, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to reduce taxes on the people and on Americans' businesses, and we're going to put tariffs at the borders like the Founding Fathers and the Constitution calls for. Wow, that's 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, and one day for Donald Trump. But we're not even done, Kurt, with one day for the Donald. We haven't even covered all that he's done yet. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All the nominees, Kurt, that Donald has put forward, they said would never make it. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Now they're all getting confirmed, my friend.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
So the mainstream press lied again, Kurt. They lied.
Well, you know, what they did was, and this is how they try to do it, is they try to lead the witness, if you will, or lead the president around and tell him what to do, and lead the Congress, etc., and make the news instead of report the news.
They've failed again, Kurt.
They do.
So they first said Donald's so confused he can't even, I mean, he's never ran government before. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's so confused he can't even find people, Kurt. And then he rolled out a bunch of names, and they went, well, wait a minute, he can find people, but they're the most deplorable people ever. And everybody laughed and snickered and went, whatever. And now they're admitting a lot of his picks are incredible, and they don't know what to do about it, and now they're confirming them. Well, again, we rewind. They first, when Donald went down the escalator, they said, ha-ha, this is a clown. Now he's president.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, while that's going on, Donald's putting more people in place, Kurt. While they confirm more, they say Rex Tillerson will probably get confirmed today or tomorrow.
Yep.
And he's putting more people in the hopper to be confirmed. The latest is as follows. Former Congresswoman Heather Wilson is now Trump's pick for airport or Air Force Secretary, Kurt. Huh. Heather Wilson, pick for Trump's Air Force Secretary. Now, listen, former this lady, I guess she's a Republican, and she stands. Yeah. She's not going to tolerate the games played in the military, Kurt.
Wow. Maybe she'll say no more of this silly homosexual stuff.
Yeah, she might run around and say men are men and women are women.
Wow, imagine that.
You know, and if it comes from a woman, how are you going to attack that?
Good point, yeah.
So the question was asked, does the Women's March represent you? And the answer is a clarion, absolutely not, thank you.
Yeah.
Just wanted to answer that, Kurt, for the mainstream press. Little
bit, they're wondering. This lady is married, Sam.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on.
She
now.
Has
married
a,
to
a
who?
Husband. A husband, a man.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
They say she's 56 years old, a member, by the way, of the United States House of Representatives.
Well, not
the
now
great
she's
state
not.
Of, yeah, of, well, I mean, until she gets confirmed, I guess. She's president of the South Dakota School of Mines. Now, we're not talking about mimes, you know, the guys who move their hands, but mines and technology in Rapid
Kurt,
City,
she's a former
South
congressman.
Dakota.
She's not right now. She was one. Because now she's serving in other positions. But anyway, keep going.
Oh, okay. They say she's on the, you know, when you look her up on Google, it says member of the United States House of Representatives.
I could be wrong, but I thought that she's fulfilling other positions. If you're, the rest of the article talks about it, I think. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, she has a husband. I can't see much about her children, but, you know, she was born, you know. Huh. One of those things wasn't just created out of thin air. She was born. United States Air Force Academy, Jesus College, Oxford, University of Oxford. I didn't know there was a Jesus College. You know? This looks like a pretty politically incorrect lady. You know, just the kind you want, right?
They don't even know what to do with her, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, what they're going to say, Kurt, they're going to say, oh, she won't even pass muster, and then pretty soon she'll be confirmed.
Yeah, that's what they'll say.
All right. Now, you also heard that, Madonna's in the news again, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
And this isn't for salacious sexual suggestions either.
Well, she's getting a little bit of attention because of some of the stuff she did with this whole women's deal, right?
Yeah, what happened is she suggested that she's really thought over and over and over about blowing up the White House.
Yep.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, this is whacked out as all get out. And she goes to this women's group, this thing, and she, instead of saying it once, she doubles down and she says, you know what, seriously, folks, I've really thought of this. And she says, oh, it wouldn't really help, I wouldn't do it, etc. But now the Secret Service is saying, look, you're going too far, Madonna. So now the Secret Service is involved in Madonna's threat against Trump and against the White House. Mm-hmm. As, by the way, it should. You just don't make threats like that, Kurt. I don't care if it's right. Barack or Hillary or Donald or whoever it is. You don't do that stuff. Yeah. You just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that interesting.
You were right. She, Heather Wilson, in further review, she was the first, they say, female military veteran elected to a full term in Congress. She served as a representative from New Mexico. I find it interesting. She's on the... she's president of something in South Dakota, but anyway, she served represented that area from 1998 to 2009. She decided, basically 10 years plus, she decided to not run for re-election to the House in 2008. She sought the Senate seat and was beat there. She got second. But anyway, she's had a good, plenty of good congressional time there. Yeah.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great news. It's absolutely great news, Kurt. Do you think that she'll... get confirmed right away?
I think so, Sam.
I'll tell you why. Number one, she's a woman.
Yeah. Yes.
Number two, she's Republican, and boy, the Republicans have control now.
Yes, they do.
They better
Former
not waste
member
it.
Of Congress, you know, yeah.
All right, Vice President Al Gore's in the news, Kurt. You're going to like this one. He got busted.
Oh. Yeah.
Big Al Gore. Who was that guy? Former Vice President Al Gore. He was with Clinton, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, he got busted. We'll tell you about it in a second. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, live, Sam and Kurt, breaking out what Donald's done in one day. I'm not saying there's not more, but that's what we've been able to find easily. It is just startling, breathtaking, of the benefits, of the ramifications, of what it can mean for Americans. Well, now we got to talk
now,
about the
real
Donald,
quick,
or
Sam,
the bust for
real
Al-Gord.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just real quick before we go there. When you look at, I mean, listen to what we've said and that kind of thing, and then you think, wow, you know, man, everything's peaches and cream or whatever there. And yet, I guarantee you, you're going to, if you don't have to look very far to find the opposite viewpoints. For example, you know, our pals here locally at what's called the Salt Lake Tribune, the headline reads, news roundup, rocky start and continued infighting for new Trump administration. You know, just compare the two, just the headlines, you know. And this is what the standard media, you know, the AP kind of boys, have basically reported like, and I think they're going to continue to do it, and they're going to, I think, continue to lose, I guess you could say, position as the new media takes center stage, huh, Sam?
Yes, sir. I think that it's interesting how there's just such a divide in America, Kurt. And what's interesting is that it's because of lack of education and understanding of what America is supposed to be. They run around and tell you we're a democracy. We're not. We're a republic. They run around and tell you government, you know, or the Constitution's elastic, or it can just be twisted to turn to do whatever it's supposed to be, living and breathing. That's their way of saying they can just do whatever they want. It's not true. We need to really educate Americans about what the real supreme law says. Now, if we want to talk about changing that law, there are provisions and ways to accomplish that. But we need to be very careful about these discussions, and we need to really stand for what's right. Anyway, that's what's going on, Kurt, for starters. Now, Al Gore, while Donald Trump is working on fixing the nation, former Vice President Al Gore got caught, Kurt, entering an SUV during the Utah Sundance Festival. It's the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. He got caught getting into his SUV, Kurt.
What do you mean he got caught? Somebody saw him, you know?
Yeah, they took video. Because remember, he's
telling
you how
he's telling everybody you're supposed to walk.
That's right.
You're supposed to ride your bike. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
But and, it's on video.
It was probably a really small little SUV, like one of those little smart cars.
No. It was a big old ripping, poisoning the world SUV.
Oh, whoops.
So Al Gore really is like, do as I say, not as I do. You know, it's really the rules apply to thee, not to me, kind of a guy. And he got caught, and it's on video, and everybody's just going, see, this guy's a jerk. This guy's an idiot. This guy's lost all credibility. Now, if they would have caught him walking, Kurt, and riding his bicycle and such like that.
They would have loved that.
Well, they don't do that stuff, Kurt, so it wouldn't happen.
No. That's right. Yeah. They would have had to fake that. Mm-hmm.
So let me get this right. Donald's attacking the pro-death establishment in America. He's reducing taxes. He's renegotiating trade to be fair to the American people, put Americans first. He's rejecting abortion. He's lowering taxes, doing all these things. Madonna's threatening the Donald. And Al Gore's running around in his SUV. But Donald's setting the stage for the next 100 days, Kurt, even on the first day. Now people are writing articles like this. Let's see. I hate it when you hit the wrong button. You just get sent out in the weeds on your notes, you know? It's like sent me all the way to the bottom of the document. It's like, no, I don't want to go there.
That's
anyway, there's a guy by the name of John Street, J-O-N Street, Kurt, and he writes for The Blaze. He's got an incredible article, and the headline says this that I found fascinating. This is the point that just the Donald being there is setting the stage for all kinds of people to take action and make moves. Ready? What Trump's pick for education secretary means for the future of school choice, writes John.
All right.
Let me say that again. What Trump's pick for education secretary means for the future of school choice. And they go on and write this incredible article that, look, Donald and the education secretary are getting ready to bust out and reject the current controlled education system. They're going to turn it upside down and open it up to choice, Kurt.
And so all these pro-choice people have got to be just so, they just got to be so excited about this.
No, my friend. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, they're panicking. Oh. They're absolutely shaking in their boots. They're freaking out. This can't be. You hate the children. You know,
so they might not be really pro-choice.
Well, they are. They want to kill babies. They want women to be able to just sleep around and not have any consequences of their actions. That's for sure. I mean, just go check out the Women's March that was a disgrace the other day. Okay, but they're not really excited about this, Kurt, at all. But I think it's another example of what's being done. I think it's being done in an incredible way. Now, it's all not only what Donald can get done in the first 100 days, Kurt, it's what others can get done with Donald there in the first 100 days, right? So, I got an article from the American Family Association. And they're talking about Congress now has a bill to reject funding for abortions. Did you see this?
No, I didn't. But that's good news in my opinion.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, it's called Protecting Life, you know.
It's called an AFA Action Alert, Kurt.
Yeah.
And they say, American Family Association, Dear Sam, urgent Congress voting soon to end federally funded abortions.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what, just because Donald's there, they're getting some courage. They call it H.R. 7, Kurt, in the House. And the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote likely tomorrow. And let's see, when was this sent here? Anyway, they call it no taxpayer funding for abortion and or abortion insurance. They call it the Full Disclosure Act of 2017, H.R. 7. And they sent it Monday, January. So it's supposed to be worked on today, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
If the American people, and if Congress really gets involved like we're thinking can happen, Kurt, this next 100 days is going to be absolutely unbelievable. What do you think, Kurt?
Yeah.
AFA Action Alert.
Mm-hmm.
This is tremendous. This is just tremendous. It's hard to keep up with these things because we talked about it, Kurt, for so long. Mm-hmm. Right? We've talked about this for so long, and now it's actually coming to fruition. What we're hoping would happen is happening. Donald gets rid of abortion around the world and the funding for it by the United States. Now, the Congress... urgent Congress voting soon to end federally funded abortions. AFA Action Alert. It's supposed to happen today. Do you think that the Republicans will get it done, Kurt? They've got an opportunity of a lifetime.
Wait, so you're asking me if I think that Paul Ryan, Mr. Get It Done in Congress, and McConnell, you know, Mr. Get It Done himself, number two, is going to get something done. I sure haven't seen it in the past. But, you know, we sure hope that they will.
We pray, we'll do all we can to support, get it done, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about what we hope will happen in the next 100 days as well. What should be the top of Donald's agenda in seconds?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many proponents of civilian disarmament insist that only military personnel and law enforcement officers should be permitted to carry firearms, leaving aside the fact that disarming innocent people leaves them vulnerable to private criminals and abusive state employees. There are times when an armed private citizen will come to the rescue of a law enforcement officer under fire. NBC News reports that an armed passing motorist was credited with saving the life of an Arizona state trooper by shooting and killing a gunman who ambushed the trooper in the middle of a lonely interstate highway before dawn on January 12th. The 27-year veteran trooper, who has yet to be named, was hospitalized with gunshot wounds in his chest and right shoulder after responding to a shots-fired call while he encountered a rollover accident. As he began to lay down emergency flares, the trooper was shot twice and then attacked by an unknown assailant. A passing motorist who witnessed the attack stopped, drew his personal firearm, and ordered the assailant to stop, and then fatally shot him when he refused. I would just say at this point thank you, because I don't know that my trooper would be alive today without his assistance, Colonel Frank Milstead, director of the Arizona Department of Public Safety, said after he met with a seriously injured trooper at the hospital. The rescuer was identified as a man traveling to California in the company of his wife.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to libertynewsdaily.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Wow, AFA action alert, urgent, Congress voting soon. We think today, H.R. 7 to get rid of government-funded abortions. Boy, howdy, Congress, get it done, deliver it to the Donald, sign it. We've got the best opportunity of a lifetime. We're praying for you, folks. Wow, you got to love it. All right, Kirk Crosby wants to talk about political cornflakes.
Well, that's just the, copy of the headline that I told you about before. And, it's just so interesting to me. Like, for example, on our trip home, we had, I guess you could say, lucky enough to sit next to a young lady that had been out in the Washington, D.C. area for a whole different reason than we were there, Sam. And this girl had been there for the protests specifically, and we even invited her to appear on the program. But, you know, I'm sure she has a whole different viewpoint of, how things are going.
And by the way, we politely were willing to hear her viewpoint. We promised her we wouldn't beat her up. We were just going to get her side of the story if she felt like it was successful, what she wanted to accomplish, what the ideas and issues were that were important to her. We really wanted to just hear from their side of the discussion, but they won't even engage Kurt.
Yeah, and this headline illustrates, at least in my opinion, it's a local headline from what they call the Tribune Political Reporters. And I guess that's what we are, maybe, because we were there at part of the politics or whatever. But the headline reads, News Roundup, : So, if you're really up on the news, here's what you're supposed to learn from them. Rocky start and continued infighting for new Trump administration. Sam, I missed all that. I don't see a rocky start.
If you want to just, add insult to injury, if you want to continue the divide, if you want to just, leave doubt and confusion, then you highlight the protests and the anger and the hatred and the violence and the terrorism and the criminal activity and then you start out like this. You just say, off to a rocky start. Things have just been horrible. See, they always say that. They before said Donald couldn't even pick anybody for office. He was so confused. And now, slab-a-bam, what are they going to say now? And now it's off to a rocky start.
Well, they always can look at the bad stuff.
How Rocky is rolling out four incredible initiatives in less than a day and getting it done.
Seems like a great start to me.
But the headline's weird, though. Political cornflakes?
Well, that's the section that they have. This apparently, this is something I don't normally read, Sam, but I wanted to look at the you know, local, quote, media. And that's what the Salt Lake Tribune is. And then you've got the Deseret News and KSL. And they're all going to be basically touting about the same thing, because what happens is they get their info most of the time from what's called the Associated Press. And the Associated Press has typically just been a liberal organ.
So let me see. They used to be able to ask the first question by, I don't know what you
that's
say.
That's right.
Right of royalty.
Passage somehow.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right.
And now they got to go to political cornflakes for their discussions?
Well,
see, the folks, they're just on the ropes. I'm telling you right now.
I agree.
No one needs them.
Yeah. Good point.
It's amazing. Now, they're also running around telling you that Donald has the worst approval rating as a starting out president of anybody, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah. Now, you know, they love, they're just trying to do all they can to take it down, you know, Sam. Some people want to do that. We, on the other hand, would like to promote, you know, goodness in America for everybody. You know what I mean?
Well, only the white people, though, right, Kurt?
No. We'd like to promote good for everybody. Yeah.
Everybody.
That's right. Yeah. All colors of the rainbow.
And you want everybody to have an equal fair shake.
That's right. You know, I mean...
I don't know what we're going to do with you, Kurt.
I know. It doesn't sound...
what you say and what they write about you just isn't the same, my friend.
I know. It just doesn't match up, right?
Now, here's a cool tidbit for you. I'm not really fond of this. Kurt loves apples, okay, folks? Don't you?
Well, what do you mean apples? Like apples to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, like apples in a lot of ways to eat. Yeah,
all right.
Pretty good.
Well, they're not going to be releasing the first genetically modified apples. They're
going to go on sale
in the USA.
Those are the kind of apples that I kind of want to avoid.
I heard that. I'm just telling you, that's what they're doing to your apples, my friend.
Yeah. Too bad.
Just when you thought there was a safe haven for eating, oh no.
Yeah.
The genetic
and by the way,
Sam, kind.
You know, the on the WhiteHouse.gov website, the full length of the inauguration video that they show is 5 hours.
Yeah, it is. But there's a lot of pauses in there while bands get ready.
It's basically so that you could pretend like, hey, you know, if I were there and wanted to have a really good view of the whole thing, you know, everybody walking in. Like right now, I'm seeing Pelosi walk in with a number of other guys. You know, you got Obama and
Biden. Yeah, now let me tell you why they do that.
Biden.
In addition to where you can get the whole thing, like Kurt says, just like everybody was there, had to watch it. Because there was pauses while bands set up and while people trade places. And, you know, it's a complicated affair. But the reason I bring it up is they do it in addition to the reason that you pointed out, Kurt, is because then people can hear the truth that's unedited, not out of context, not manipulated. Right. There's the whole thing, and anybody who's there can verify that.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know that
imagine
we've seen this
that.
Stuff, Kurt. This is unprecedented.
No, I don't remember this. You know, I mean, it's basically saying, hey, look it over. You don't have to believe the, you know, guys telling you what happened. Just look it over yourself. And you can see, I mean, you could see out there in the sea of people where we would, I still haven't been able to pick out exactly where we are. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people there. So.
Mike Pompeo got confirmed
as
CIA director.
Mm-hmm.
They said that would never get done either.
Yeah, well, I thought it would, you know. Because like you say, if you got the votes, you know, then you should be able to get things done. And they know how all the Republicans,
now,
they
Kurt,
just work together.
Here's how evil the protester reality is, okay?
Okay.
There was a female pro-Trump supporter. Now, I understand there's not supposed to be any of those, but there were. Okay?
A female pro-Trump.
Hmm. Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah. You can see a lot of those, by the way, on that WhiteHouse.gov video.
Now,
I'm sure they're all paid to be there.
She was mingling with the protesters, Kurt.
Oh.
So, that's the thing that you shouldn't try at home.
Yeah, good point.
But she's pro-Trump. She's a female. I know there's not supposed to be any of those. And she did something that I really would recommend you do not try at home because they set her hair on fire.
Ooh, yeah.
Pro-Trump female protester has hair set on fire.
Well.
Russia Today. Wow.
A hot time in the old town tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think she'll be going to the ball, my friend.
No, she's...
Oh, that's horrible.
She's
going
to get a new wig. Yeah.
That's just horrible. Yeah. And here's what I don't understand. What would make these people do such a thing? We, the conservatives, Kurt, the constitutionalists, the people who they say are domestic threats, we would never do something like that. It wouldn't even cross my mind to light somebody's hair on fire.
Yeah.
Why on earth would you even think of such a thing?
Well, they like to get things on fire because then the media will take pictures of them and then they'll, you know, they want to promote all that. By the way, you know, I guess they burned one car and it, basically it was owned by an immigrant. You know, it was like, hey, man, don't burn my car, you know. But anyway, that's just how they celebrate, huh, Sam?
Yeah. It's just hard to. Now, GOP senators are now saying, let states keep Obamacare. This is a weird deal, Kurt. Because this, happening is the Congress is now confused. They're tripping over themselves like they've always done. And they can't find a solution. So what they're trying to do is they're just trying to say, man, we can't handle this hot tater. Let's dump it on the states. Now,
you know, wouldn't it be nice if they started, you know, this whole new idea that where they said, look, it's not in the Constitution. We're not supposed to be doing it. We got all this stuff. Donald wants to get, you know, the president wants to get rid of 75% plus of all this regulation. Hey, why not start here? I mean, and they could just say, oh, this isn't in here, this isn't in here, this isn't in here. I mean, imagine the kind of freedom it would be breaking out.
Yeah, they're...
And the states could go ahead and, I mean, if they want to, you know, like, for example, I suppose California would go ahead and embrace that sucker in a heartbeat, you know, want to provide everything for everybody, and pretty soon... they'll be going down even worse than they are now.
Well, and that's what we'll talk about in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. It's interesting. We really need to make a change on health care. Donald Trump has said he'll sign it. It's now Congress's turn to act. There's solutions. They're just ignoring them. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt breaking down Donald's first day and the 100 days to come.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always taught, always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use. They say that Sean Spicer flagrantly lied about.
Flagrantly.
Yeah, flagrantly lied about. Inaugural crowd size. Again, folks, who do you believe? They don't have facts on the crowd size. There was cloud cover there. They don't have satellite data to verify it. They're using all these statistical analysis things that they think are legitimate. And Sean's challenging them, Kurt. And they don't know what
to do.
I'll
tell you, the one thing you can certainly do is, if you want, you can watch video, and you can see how many people squished in and squished into the areas,
Kurt,
and stuff like that.
That's only if you want to be honest
with
yourself.
Own eyes. Yeah, good point.
Otherwise, you just got to let them peddle that line. If they tell it long enough, right, then that's where they'll go. It's just amazing. And I don't even care if Donald's crowd size was smaller than Barack's. What does that mean? Let's say that it is smaller, Kurt. Who cares? What does that mean?
Yeah. Number one, let me ask you this simple question. If you have an event, let's say, for example, let's say you have an event for Donald Trump in Oklahoma, and you have the same event for Obama in Oklahoma, who do you think is going to have more people show up in Oklahoma?
Them rednecks?
That would be Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, of course.
Now, what if, on the other hand, you have an event in the,
in Chicago,
most liberal, area of the world, Washington, D.C., and all the liberals around there and stuff, who's going to have most access to it? And yet, you got people like us who travel from thousands of miles to actually participate, right?
Yes, so, and they blocked off entrances to get into the event and everything else, and they're like, oh, that wouldn't have anything to do with it. Okay.
Yeah.
All their games are manipulated. They just cannot
remember
the truth.
How, in part of the whole security thing, how we needed, how hard it was for us to work to even get our own tickets to this and to, get them for our friends. I mean, it wasn't some little, you just got the coupon out of the newspaper or something, This was a protection, a way to make sure that the right people showed up. They didn't really want, the same people that showed up the next day to protest the whole thing. They didn't want them showing up for this, right?
Yes. It's just amazing how they manipulate. But I don't even care even if Donald Trump and his supporters were smaller. The fact is, every time he's on TV, every time he appears anywhere, he brings out record crowds like no other politician has ever done.
Look at the standard media or the mainstream, lamestream, the failing media wants to point out that, hey, he's not president of the most of the people in the United States. Well, and they forget that's because they say he lost the popular vote, or in other words, the number of votes. Now, he won the Electoral College, which is how we do the president. But, they forget to point that out.
But Donald strikes back, even as recent as after he after the inauguration, in other words, after he became the official president of the United States, he strikes back and says that the only reason that, you know, Hillary won the popular vote is because of illegal votes.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, I don't hear any response back from them about that. And then think about all the vote fraud that we know. Even Obama, basically agreed with that. Think about all those other things. And then the fact that, like, Donald Trump has said that, hey, if it were a popular vote, then he would have campaigned in places like California and New York. But why spend money in places where you basically know you're not going to be able to win? And, you know, you're to win the presidency, you know what the game is. So you play smart. And that's what he did.
Yep, there you have it. All right, now back to this issue. The Patient Freedom Act of 2017 is what they're calling it, Kurt. And GOP senators are looking on letting states keep Obamacare. Now, I understand that it's good to bring it to the states, not to the federal government, but I don't think
states can do whatever they want, you know. But, you know, we agree that, I mean, like, let's say you got a choice, Sam. You can live in a state where they want to force you to pay for health care for your neighbor, and they force you to have it, and they call it health care. I call it sick care. Or you can choose a state, like, for example, in America, we have some states that don't even have an income tax, don't have a sales tax. You know, some probably don't even have a property tax. People like to go to places like that, and that's where they have the most jobs and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, places like California are not going to, or New York, are not going to be able to figure this out, are they?
Yeah. All I can tell you is it's crazy, Kurt. But you know what? I support states versus the Fed doing it, but I really support government getting out of the way. And the problem is the Senate doesn't know what to do because they're at a stalemate on this thing. You got too many dissenter Republicans. Donald's aboard. There's even some Democrats aboard, but the Republicans are just melting down in their confusion about replacement and whether it should be replaced before repeal or not. They're all confused on this. And what they're trying to do now is they're trying to punt. They're trying to go, well, let's see if the states can handle this. Now, I support the states doing it, but what I really support is moving forward with a free market solution like Ron Paul put together, Kurt. And they're not even putting that on the table for discussion. That's what makes me concerned how
that's
real
great,
this is really
great be. Point. Yeah, that's a great.
Okay, he's got the answer. It's been in the hopper point. For literally years and years, Kurt.
Good point.
And it's the answer.
Yeah.
It's the clear answer from a doctor, no less.
Yeah. And you want to illustrate, or give the highlights of Dr. Ron Paul's plan?
I don't have it in front of me, but in essence, it basically says, listen, government will make sure that there's no fraud. Government will make sure that the private sector is alive and well so that, you know, companies can compete. Prices will need to be transparent like they are in every other product and service in the world where you can know if you're going to get a service or a product or something. Or a visit or whatever, you know, some care, you're going to have a list. You know, if you come in, here's what it costs. If you get your arm broken and you need a cast, here's what it costs. They'll, you know, and it might be like the dental industry where, you know, if you have a cavity on one surface, it's this price. If it's two surfaces or three, it's this price. There's a varying degree of pricing. So with your arm, you might say a full cast, it's this. With a partial cast, it's that. With a x-ray and a resetting of the bone, it's this. And, you know, it might be a little bit complicated, but at least you can see the prices, Kurt, to make decisions.
I mean, imagine that you went in. I mean, how stupid is it the way it is? Because, I mean, imagine going into a restaurant and you can't even see the prices. You just see the menu of, what they got. And you just say, hey, whatever you guys want to charge me, that's fine with me. That's just nuts, but that's
nuts.
The way we do the
government healthcare. And so the other thing it would do is it would say, look, catastrophic care can become the order of the day. That's one of the biggest ways I think we can solve this is we allow private companies to compete for the best, cheapest, most effective catastrophic care you can give people. Because most people day-to-day can handle it, Kurt, and especially if prices are reduced because the American consumer directly is in contact with and discussions about every line item of care based on dollars and cents to make decisions, and then you put together a catastrophic plan in case something goes wrong in the free market and let people compete. Now you've got a winner. And so I don't have all the The exact details of Ron's plan in front of me now. I've reviewed it in the past, but in essence, that's what it says. Let the free market happen. Let them compete. Let the government make sure no one's being taken advantage of. In other words, the government creates a level playing field and makes sure that contracts are honored. Pricing would be essential so that people understand what they're dealing with. And people would be able to choose as they will in catastrophic care. See, I would pay for a catastrophic care plan, Kurt, if it's reasonably priced.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, imagine that. That's what, you know, insurance is supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I am concerned that they're not really even focusing on that, Kurt. It's very, very concerning if you ask my humble opinion.
Great
now,
point.
Just because I said my humble opinion, that means it's probably not very humble, right?
Well, a big emphasis on humble, you know.
All right.
Right?
Well, our buddy is being a little less humble than even I, Kurt.
Who's that?
Dave Dobenmeyer, well-known preacher and pastor stuff like that.
Anyway, is that the coach?
Yeah, Coach Dobenmeyer. He's also a pastor.
Yeah.
Run around, does freedom. Does a great job, by the way. Past the Salt Ministries, just so you know the reference, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, Dave Dobenmeyer, quote, men who joined the Washington's March by Women, they're sissies. You know, we had talked about that with James Edwards and a bunch of friends at the inauguration, too, didn't we? That, you know, these aren't the kind of men, in my opinion, that would stand up for the right or God, family, and country. Or the things that we hold dear. They're not, Kurt. And it's sad. Because we're not into downing women. Like they want you to believe. But these guys are putting women in harm's way with the policies promoted. And they're not willing to stand up and try to protect their women. What a disgrace, Kurt.
Yep.
We agree with Dave Dobenmeyer. Let's celebrate our gender roles given to us by the almighty creator of the universe, the author of our liberty. And let's look at those roles as not controversial or contradictory. Let's look at them as complementary. And let's move forward with building the greatest country on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Both hours in the can. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio. LibertyNewsRadio.com for incredible lineup of talk show hosts. LibertyNewsDaily.com for some of the best news on the internet anywhere. Tell all your friends, please support us today. Every penny will help Liberty News Radio grow. Thanks for listening. Tell all your friends, would you please? We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.